Academy.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Challenge, the podcast all about MTV's The Challenge. Look at this video. We need a higher table to hide my stomach sticking out so much.
I said that like my loose skin rolls like are like sticking out. I was like, ugh.
But look how handsome I look. Look at my beard.
That beard looks good. Except for it's the dark shirt though. You need a lighter shirt so you can see it. Yes, V-neck. Oh my gosh, let's get this boy a V-neck to be a proper beard advocate for
him. I'm coming for you, Brad. I'm coming for you. Me versus you on the beard.
Oh, listen, I don't know.
I'm way behind.
You're behind.
I'm like 14 inches too low behind him, but I'm on my way.
On your way.
I'm getting there.
Hey everybody, I'm Brian, sitting to my left.
Amanda.
To my right.
Sweet Uncle Big T.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show.
What's up?
Hey, hey.
So now we're into our regular All-Stars season.
Exclusively All-Stars.
Spies,
now.
Lies, and Allies are officially over.
Yeah.
Officially closed.
But we're going to try to do a reunion call-in show.
Yes.
TBD on when that will be. But if you would call
we're
in
discussing
on
Christmas Day.
If you would call in on Christmas Day, let us know.
Right?
That seems to be the highest contender for when we'll do this.
Turns out the three of us have nothing to do because Tim's family is in Montana.
Yeah.
What the fuck is Montana?
The rest of my ex-family now. Okay. My soon-to-be ex-family.
I thought they were all down in Texas.
They just moved from Texas to Montana six months ago or something like that.
Okay, that makes more sense because I really was like, I did not know the family was over there.
Are they doomsday preppers?
Not as far as I know, but I should ask. Maybe they'll visit Car Maria and Abe while they're there.
Oh,
maybe.
Yeah.
Other Montanan challengers.
And then it turns out our nephew got COVID.
Yep.
So we're just like, well, probably won't go over there.
Probably a bad idea to go into the infected house.
Yeah.
Joker says you're seriously divorcing, Sweet Tea.
Yeah, Joker also thought it was a joke. Not a joke. No, it's happening.
Nope.
Not a joke.
Bummer of a
full disclaimer. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Sorry for those of you that like.
That's the Christmas present for everyone out there.
If you liked hearing sometimes Hillary on the show, sorry. I think that might be a thing of the past.
Oh, maybe we'll kick Tim off and bring Hillary on.
That'd be fine. Hey, that'd be fine.
Right.
Head over to challengepod.com. Join the Facebook group. Also join our Patreon. $5 a month, you get our video episodes now, so you can see our lovely faces. Man, we really need a higher table. The stomach.
Just suck it in. Sit up real straight.
Right? Get those shoulders up.
I'm not talking into the microphone now.
Move your mic.
Stop telling me what to do. We're getting divorced.
I think I am.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, no. The show's just falling apart.
We're not.
I am going to sit up. I feel like I feel better and I look better. I was slouching for the mic and it's like,
that was terrible.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm better now. Move my mic up.
I'm better now.
Oh, I'm all the way at the top.
Uh-oh.
Fuck!
You should have slouched more previously and then you would look better now in comparison, you know?
Sit up straight, pop every vertebrae in my back. but you can join our video show where we're talking about what we look like on camera.
So. Yeah, you can see us in all of our glory.
We're handsome and beautiful.
Yeah. And people can see that this episode is sponsored by Burger King and them yummy Whopper sandwiches, as Darrell calls them.
The BK.
I'm racking my brain for a Burger King tagline. I was going to throw it out there. I can't think of one. What's the
Have it your way?
Have it your way.
Do they have something referring to a king?
Well, I mean, the king's their mascot.
No, I know. But is there something about like
there's
no.
some,
nothing?
Yeah, have, I think there is. There's way. Something like. The king's something. Yeah.
King's creepy as shit. There used to be a video game. Burger King released like 4 video games for the Xbox back in the day. And one of them was Sneak King, where you were the king.
Oh, yes. I remember you playing this.
And you had to sneak hamburgers into people's pockets.
Oh.
Fucking creepy as shit.
Listen, it was like a Santa thing. You were giving gifts.
I guess so.
So the only one I can find is Wake Up with the King. Obviously, when
Wake Up with the King. The breakfast menus. Yeah.
The fire's ready. You're the boss. Have it your way. It just tastes better. Your way right away.
No,
none of these sound familiar.
No.
We do it like you do it. Best food for fast times. I don't know.
Burger King, get some other taglines.
Those all suck.
If we can't remember your tagline, you need to get it together.
Yeah.
It's no, I'm loving it.
Yeah.
No, that's right.
I'm loving it.
That's right.
I'm loving it.
What's Wendy's?
Fresh beef. Isn't it?
Fresh beef.
It is. Like the bottom of their sign's like fresh, never frozen. Nope.
Because they were the Where's the Beef frozen? Company, right?
Yeah.
Oh, like, I don't know.
They're Where's the Beef, yeah. Mm-hmm. But
it's better here. Now that's better.
It's better here.
Quality is our recipe. Deliciously different. Do what tastes right. Wendy's, quality is our recipe.
Quality is our recipe. That's what's on their sign. Quality is our recipe.
Those all suck,
that's
too.
That's what it is.
You can eat great, even late.
Got to say, though, we take the dog to the drive-thru. Sometimes they give her pieces of bacon and
chicken nuggets. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Like
dog treats.
Yeah, the ones that were, like, overdone or, like, you know, whatever. Right. They just pull those out and put them in a little container for it. It's so adorable.
That's so sweet.
Joker says Wendy's tagline is Rumble Guts.
That's right. I like that, Rumble Guts. I like that.
Yeah. Because you and Shay used to call it what, Bubble Guts?
Bubble Guts.
Bubble Guts.
I still do call it Bubble Guts.
Wendy's? Yeah.
No, just when you eat, you feel like you're going to have a diarrhea later.
Yeah,
you get the bubble guts. It feels like little bubbles.
Right. No, I totally agree.
Well, now they're all in the mood for talking about challenge.
Yeah.
Amanda,
let's jump
into this episode.
You guys, we are on season 2 of All-Stars, episode 6, titled A Whole New World.
4 episodes left, I believe.
That's crazy. This season is going by way too fast already.
Super fast.
I can't believe it's been 6 episodes. We forget how these
littler seasons are like so fast.
They're so fast.
Well, it feels so fast in comparison to the main seasons that are very long.
I would just say it leaves you wanting more. At the end of All Stars, you're like, fuck, it's over.
It's over.
I missed it. Right? I love that. And at the end of the MTV show, it's like, oh, thank God.
Right.
Thank Christ that shit's finally
over. Take a
over.
Little break. Right.
Yeah.
I'm having the same feelings over Survivor too, though, because of this quick season. Aren't you? Yeah. I'm excited about the next. I'm excited about the next one. I'm already ready. Like, bring it. Like, let's watch it.
I think these 13 episodes is the sweet spot. It's enough that you get the story, but it's not so much you're sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather leave it and wanting more than you know.
Quick Survivor take. What'd you think of the winner of Survivor?
So Survivor is not coming back because of a lot of issues. Well, we're gonna try again season 42, but.
Yeah.
Quick hot take. Erica, I think she deserved it.
Oh, 100%.
The players see more than we do, so I don't think I was quite in tune with the game Erica was playing, but obviously she had a lot of support from the jury, so I will trust their judgment.
I thought Xander had it in the bag.
I did too.
I think, here's the thing with Xander, he did a horrible job at pitching himself.
Yeah.
His plea to the jury was terrible. He didn't mention any of his big game moves that really changed the trajectory of the game, and that's what the jury is looking for. Erica was much better at selling herself than Xander was. And
we just spoiled it for Joker. Oh. Sorry.
Sorry, Joker.
Oh, that no. sucks.
Too late.
Sorry, bro.
How dare you turn into a challenge podcast?
It's Saturday. It's the same rules as the challenge, right?
Yeah, I can't feel that bad, but
it's Saturday.
I don't like feeling like I spoiled it.
Oh, I know. My heart. I'm so sorry.
Deshaun wins, so sorry.
Right? Deshaun wins. All right, well.
So what happened on the challenge, All-Stars?
Let's get into the challenge now that my heart hurts a little bit. So previously on was done by Kahata on a trampoline from the last challenge. And this episode starts off after Melinda's win over Tina and Tech's win over Steve at the last elimination.
Can I interrupt? Because I wasn't on last week.
Oh, yes.
And I didn't listen to it. So I didn't. Did you talk about how rude of Tina that was to take Melinda's win away from her?
Oh, yeah.
Like, Melinda was going to win that no matter what.
Oh, sure.
And now she looks like it was an easy
given
win.
To her. Oh, yeah. Yeah, like it was given
I
to her.
I think Melinda should have had an opportunity, a chance that, to fight for it definitely. And to win it. And, you know, Tina bitched out. And I feel like that took something away from Melinda's win here.
And I really just think that, like, I kind of said the same thing. Like, Tina could have given 100% and she still would have lost.
Yeah.
So, like, just go out there and freaking try a little, Tina.
Right.
Like,
at least
I mean,
for the benefit of Melinda.
Yeah. Just for the benefit of your own freaking, you know, self pride.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a prideful person. I do not go out this way, like, ever.
Right.
You will never see me.
Nope. Right.
You will never see me just throw in the towel. Mm-hmm. Even if I'm defeated like that, I will try, you know, yeah. like no way.
I just thought yeah. it was disrespectful.
I think there's that. And we all just hate it when people just quit.
Yeah.
And it seems like there's a rash of people just quitting this season with anything. I mean, like, was it Katie didn't want to do the building one, so she quit. Mm-hmm. Casey jumped off the trampoline like 3 times and was like, I can't do it no more. So she quit.
Yeah.
And then got lucky that Melinda got hurt, which is a weird thing to say.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Tina, yeah, totally just not even, I'm just going to stand there and not do nothing.
Yeah, she punked out, yeah.
TJ's like, get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. Not a satisfying win for Melinda, and she deserved yeah. a good, yeah. satisfying, prideful win, and it's I feel bad for her that
yeah.
she got that.
I feel like she's got a lot of game left to play, so I'm excited for her. Yeah. I think she is a strong contender yeah. to get pretty far in this. So, sad, yeah, that she didn't get kind of that kind of boost she would have, could have used and needed from the win. But still, nonetheless, I think we're going to see good things from her, I hope.
Yeah, I think so too.
So we're back at the house. Melinda and Tex say it feels so good to be back. We get a King's Palace celebration.
People jumping up and dancing.
Yep.
And then let's show the same clip like 20 times for some reason.
Yeah. Just repeat.
Because the dancing lasted 6 seconds and they needed to make it look like it lasted a long time.
Looped it, yeah. Yep, they said that now they're 3 kings and the queen. Is what is going on in King's Palace. We get Brad kind of saying that it's getting hard to ignore that Nehemiah, who's his friend, is on the other side of the house right. than him. Then we get Tyler and Janelle talking. Tyler's saying that he knows he needs to win the next challenge because his name's already been out there twice mm-hmm. at the selection voting, and that, he's a former 2-time champ. And so he knows he has it in him, and he just has to get it together. And we're reminded that Tyler and Janelle are from Real World Key West back in 2006. So they are longtime friends and have that trust and relationship from back then. Tyler says that he's going to try to take control of his own game. And then this weird thunderstorm starting. It was kind of like they're like, God, did you like it's a sign. It was kind of eerie. Yeah, it was kind of eerie. Like just a storm like let loose, like just as right. he said it. It was really crazy. Then we get this was funny. Jonna trying to get on that flamingo float in the pool.
Yeah. It was ridiculous.
This is hysterical.
But it was also one of the things that I like about All Stars that they could spend a minute going over something yeah. completely fluffy and silly and ridiculous. We don't see these sort of like moments of craziness on the MTV show anymore.
And all of us that are of the age demographic of these challengers find this incredibly hysterical because we all do the same thing. Like when you were a kid, like or in your 20s, like you just jump on these things, right? But we're like, how do you do it? How should I go about this? How am I supposed to sit on it?
My body is like, fatter and doesn't move the way it used
you
to.
It's like a preparation for these things. And when you were a kid, you would have just jumped on these things with, no regard for anything. And I just think it is, it was really funny for me to watch it from that perspective and being like, yes, this is totally me now. Like,
she had 2 people helping her, walking her through it.
Coaching her.
She took several minutes
and
to set up.
And she still dumped off of it.
And then fucking fell immediately.
It was hysterical.
Yeah, the payoff was great.
She didn't sit back far enough.
No, yeah, she just
she
like
somersaulted
over it.
She jumped way too close to the neck of the of the flamingo.
Should have been ass on the main part.
Yeah,
lean forward slightly.
Lean back!
Grab the neck, but don't hug it. Yeah, she needed. She needed.
But
a little
we do
more
this.
Coaching.
I mean, literally, we were just in Hilton Head Island last May, and we had pool floats. And I remember like pulling the pool float over the side and like deciding like how I was gonna like roll onto it so that I could get in without trying to get like too wet because it was the water was kind of cold.
Right. Yeah.
And it was like it was hysterical.
I just straight jumped in. I didn't use a float.
No.
There you go. Okay. Attaboy.
I just go right to the deep end. Just jump right in. Get it over with.
Yeah. I don't like being cold.
These people go in like an inch at a time.
Yeah. It just delays. Yeah. I'd rather also get this all the cold out in one big swoop and then adjust. Yeah.
Yeah. I used to be that way when I had more body weight because I feel like maybe you just got warmer faster.
So I can do that?
For real. For real.
That's what all this is for, insulation.
I did. I used to do that. I used to be somebody who literally just jumped in to get it over with. But now if I get that cold, it's really hard for me to warm my body back up.
Yeah.
So I almost have to like conserve the body heat. I can't like let it all out like that. Right. Like I used to be able to because I don't have that furnace to kind of fuel it
the
back
blanket,
up.
The forever blanket, the flesh that blanket that
starts
on you.
To warm you back up.
It's I don't have a furnace. I got a boiler.
Oh, there you go.
Let's see. So then we get, Kendall's video call with her boys and husband. Kendall has three boys.
I bet Tim was crying at this. Oh my God, this is so beautiful. It's children.
So cute. No, I'll be honest. I don't bond with little boys. No. Sorry to the challenge listeners out there with little boy. No, I've got two little girls. And so they do like that pulls it out of me, like Corey and his little girls. Stuff.
Yes.
Little boys do nothing for me.
Nothing.
Nope.
I think it's adorable that one of her boys.
Pull that weird quote out. Little boys do nothing for me.
Hey, what,
like, that's good, I guess.
That's good. Right? That's good.
It's just weird something you have to declare.
Little girls do, like creepy man. Like,
well,
what?
You know what I'm saying. No. I know. In context, that made total sense.
Yes. I like that she said that her 8-year-old Cooper had been like her coach trainer to get ready for the challenge. So he was so excited about her being there. I thought that was cute.
He's not a coach. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
So yeah.
No, but it is true. And I know you guys probably get sick of hearing it because you don't have kids. But when they say things
I love children.
Like, oh, I'm doing this. I want to show my kids that they're, that you can do anything you set your mind to and that their dad can still do this and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
That really does hit me like,
sure.
Yeah. Because there's things that I don't want to do, but I do because my kid, like, it's a good lesson for my kids. And you know, I can see them. I can see this point. I think they're telling the truth and being honest with
100%. I mean, you know, because if you don't think that, like, just because I don't have kids that I don't do the things I do in my life to set an example for like my nieces and nephews and like the other people that I'm around, it's totally that, you know, like it's, you know, I think as a parent you just have this innate drive for your own children, but you know, I definitely have that for other people's kids and,
maybe it's
you know,
me,
and being a good role model for them and, you know.
I never thought about that before I had my own.
I think I was always a little girl who wanted to look up to older women and older girls, you know, and things. I was always admiring them. And so as I got older, you know, it's like I realized that people do look at you and kind of take you as an example. So, you know, try to put the best foot forward and be a good example.
I'm not a role model. Joker says having no kids keeps you youthful.
Yeah, right?
I think I disagree with that, but
Right, but Brian. He's looking so young, isn't he, without his kids?
I'm 25.
We need a close-up on Wolfie for that one.
I know, right? Let's see why we can't zoom in from your little
25 years old.
Which one of these angles is Wolfie closer?
Give the people a stroke.
Right. Okay, so then that takes us to the challenge.
I will smash his head.
They show up. TJ says, you know, welcome to this beautiful cenote. This challenge will be played in pairs.
Fucking words they're using this
cenote. I love that.
Welcome to this beautiful cenote.
Like people that watch, right, I did TJ. I did the hand movement too.
It's like,
yes.
Google it again. Holy what is shit. A cenote? I've already forgotten.
Joker says I'm 51 and everyone thinks I'm mid 30s.
Oh, good for you, man.
Yes, man. You're living.
You're
yes.
old as shit.
Living the
I
youth.
Don't get to say that very often, so I got to take my opportunities. The oldest one here.
So, yeah, and then TJ says that this challenge will be played in pairs. Choose wisely and choose now.
Yeah, I like these. I like it when TJ surprises him, like, pick your teams, go.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
There was less scrambling this time, it felt. People were kind of quicker to kind of choose.
Seems like everybody just picked who was close.
Yeah.
Just look to one side and we're like, you?
Okay, yeah.
Good. Then there's people like Tyler who are just standing there.
Yeah, poor Tyler. I felt
just waiting for someone to come to him.
I felt terrible for Tyler in
this
moment.
This is where, though, I don't understand. Old Tyler or younger Tyler, this wouldn't have been him. He would not have stood back and waited for someone to pick him as a partner. Yeah. I think it speaks to
he would have been Cam. He would have been like, what about me? I'm Killer Cam. And people would have been like, what?
I feel like
his name's Tyler.
I feel like this is kind of a reflection of him feeling older and less secure in himself, yeah. you know, and a little self-conscious in this group of people, with some of these some of these men who are incredibly in still incredibly good athletic yeah. shape. And I think that's what we see.
Tyler went in with a Brian body for this season.
It was, you know, like I feel for him because you can tell he's just having some insecurities and this is yeah. just not typical Tyler. And because he kind of turns to Casey and Casey's like, okay. But then Kahuta just walks right yeah. up to Casey and's like, you're with me. And like, yeah, she I'm just sorry. Goes, okay, and sorry to Tyler. And yeah. the fact that Tyler didn't stand up for himself or say something in this moment or just immediately walk over to somebody else and say, fine, you're mine. You know what I mean? Right. Is very uncharacteristic of him.
Yeah, he said it was feeling like being rejected from the prom or yes. something like that. That yes. somebody got a better offer, and so they took it. Yeah, I could see him, like, he looked dejected in yeah. that moment. And, like, yeah, it was very sad. It was a sad moment when Casey, of
yeah,
all people,
exactly.
decides, oh, sorry, I'm not going to be with you. Yeah. Casey said that to Tyler, two-time yeah. champ. Yeah, kind of crazy. But
right. Yeah, so it goes. It seemed like everyone kind of paired up with, like, their buddies or their friends, too. Yeah. So MJ and John A, Janelle and Darrell.
Crazy good team, Janelle.
Yeah, Janelle and Darrell. Good God. Nehemiah and Melinda. Also fucking good team. Another great team, right? Then, of course, Casey and Kahuta. Jody and Brad.
Best team.
Jody and Brad.
Team to beat right there.
Kendall no and way. Letarian. Good still team. Another good freaking team. Mm-hmm. team. Tech and Ayana end up together. Ayana said she just likes to look at him.
Yeah.
Cute. That's cute. I'm kind of sad for my boy Tech in this moment. I wish, after we find out later, I wish that he had a different partner, maybe. Yeah. Somebody that could have helped him more than hindered him in this game. Jasmine ends up getting Tyler. She says that she's so lucky, and I agree with Jasmine.
Yeah, she is.
You know, I think that Tyler's down on himself right now, but I really do think that he's a valuable partner to have. She's right. He's encouraging, but he also you know, wants to win. So he's, you know, kind of gives good, helpful, encouraging, motivation instead of just, yelling or demanding things. So,
yep. And he's still fit. He's bigger than
yes.
last time we saw
yes.
him.
Yes. And this is a swimming fine. Challenge. And we know Tyler is an incredible swimmer. And yeah. I'm sorry, no matter how much weight you put on or yeah, whatever, you're still a good swimmer. That right. does not affect that, which is, you know, so.
Yep.
Fat floats.
Yeah. But yeah. We've seen him do pretty well in these challenges. He doesn't quit. He keeps going. Mm-hmm. He's strong. I mean,
good at
maybe
puzzles.
Not as fast.
I mean,
maybe not as good of endurance as he used to have, but
yeah.
So what? He can still help.
You got it.
So yeah, I think Jasmine could have done a lot worse.
Yeah. So then TJ announces that this challenge is called Deep Dive. He says that down in the cenote are four buoys. Under each one are treasure chests 15 feet below the water. Inside these treasure chests are puzzle pieces. You have to swim down, unlatch your chest, and retrieve the puzzle pieces. Each challenger has to retrieve two of the treasure chests worth of puzzle pieces. You put them in this crate. And then you run up these stairs to the top of the cenote and crank up your puzzle pieces and then solve your 3D puzzle. Mm-hmm. And then basically the fastest person to solve the puzzle wins. You do get an option to start by jumping off of a 30-foot platform or climbing down a ladder and jumping off of a 15-foot platform. But TJ says, remember, it's all comes down to time.
Yeah. You can lose, you know, 30 seconds climbing that ladder.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Easily.
But in the same turn, like after you watch these people go, you know, it really, when they have to wait for the other person to clear, you know, for them to jump kind of.
Right.
It's almost about the same amount of time. If the minute that they start the clock, you start yeah. going down that ladder. I felt like there wasn't a huge disadvantage
unless
to jump in from.
Unless you're tech.
Unless yes. you're tech. You just jump right
you
in
just
on
jump
top,
on
of, your
top of your partner. Exactly. Right. So, yeah. Pretty much, they did them one by one, which is always like, it feels like forever to watch, to watch these things when they do them this way.
Yeah. It felt like a very long challenge. Yeah. Not a lot happened.
Not a lot happened. No. I think the takeaways are, Jasmine, and she climbed down to the 15 foot, and Tyler's, ungraceful jump from the 30 foot.
Yeah, he looked a little awkward up there.
Oh, that was fabulous. I was like, for somebody who's like a swimmer, it's like you jump off the platform like that. It looked intentional, but then I decided it was unintentional. Like, I thought he was trying to be like funny for a minute.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't.
But
think
then
so.
I was like, no, no, that's no.
Well, I think you can't really dive, right? You got to like sort of pencil.
That's it.
I was gonna say Jody probably had the best form. She looked like she was like a fucking Navy SEAL or something.
Did she pencil it?
Jump up. And she tucked her arms in, just put her legs together, and just
You don't want to flop down on that water when you're coming down from that high. Like that surface, the less surface area you can come into contact with the water, the better.
But I think, I wonder if he just got kind of started leaning away and then he had to kind of like try to spin his arms to correct himself or something.
Yeah.
Because it looked real sloppy.
Right? And I don't know if he was like, I think he maybe thought he was worried he was too close to the side.
Oh, he's trying to get away from the side.
Yeah, and I think he was like, when he jumped, he was like, oh, I'm too close, maybe.
Oh, maybe.
Or something. But yeah, let's see. Oh, we're reminded that Nehemiah and Melinda are both from the Real World Austin season together. So that they have a long friendship too, and that as partners that they work real well together. Let's see. Oh, the other thing I wanted to mention is, did you notice, I thought I saw that Tech had like a portable respirator, like an underwater like scuba respirator when he dove down.
I didn't notice that.
Did any? No one else notice this? I should have rewound and rewatched again. Maybe Joker saw it and he can speak to it. But I swear I thought I saw him with like a breather when he was down retrieving one of the treasure chest.
So you had it with him underwater, is what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, so that he maybe, you know, couldn't hold his breath that long. Maybe he has asthma and they, you know what I mean, or something. But, and then too, I also wanted to note how these challengers, unlike in the regular season, or no, this was just last, no, unlike the regular season where they didn't get life jackets, they got the choice to wear a life jacket, even though they were going to have to dive down. Right. They just could take it off when they got down there.
I think they had to wear it for the jump.
No, they didn't. Nope.
Really? Some didn't.
Nope.
Oh, really?
A some lot did, of them
some
did not.
Some chose some, not to.
Yep.
You're talking about the Nelson
Nelly
issue?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I'm talking about Nelly T and the life jacket. And I'm talking about how in this choice, like I thought for sure at the regular season, it was because they had to dive down. It's like, Nelly, you're not going to get a life jacket when you got to dive under the water.
Right.
Well, here's this situation, exact same kind of scenario where they jump into the water, have to swim to something and then dive down.
Right. And they took, saw them take their life jackets off at the,
when they got to the buoys, they didn't take them off. They swam with them all the way there.
Right.
I found this odd that MTV would have not allowed them to do the same kind of thing.
I mean,
on the,
it has to come down
similar
to the dive.
Maybe they learned something from Nelly.
And maybe that's it. Maybe that happened before this or something like that.
Joker thinks he saw something too.
Do you? So. Okay. Okay.
Now people were jumping with their goggles in their hands. Are you sure it wasn't like
it could have been a pair of goggles. Maybe that's what it was. It was odd though. I felt like it looked like almost like my coffee thermos, like, you know, kind of thing. It looked like, and he looked like it was holding it, but it could have been the goggles and his hand wrapped around the middle in a weird shadow or something too.
Right.
But
who knows?
I don't know. But I was just puzzled. You know how we're always like, I'm always interested in these weird side rules that we don't hear or like, things like that. Like, you know, the life jackets, not life jackets. Like,
yeah, I'm sure the life jackets were cause you had to dive in. So if people were worried about diving, they had a life jacket. Nelly didn't have to dive, you know?
Sure.
But yeah, they probably learned something from the
network
too.
Yeah, I don't know, but I mean, it's not. Yeah, they got to wear them, swim all the way out with them and stuff, and so it was just kind of weird. But yeah, it definitely could be because they were jumping from so high and they didn't want them to like go under the water and not come up.
Right. Yeah, that's the scary part. Or get knocked unconscious and then you're floating there, you know, or sinking there. I guess I should say with the life jacket, you might have a better chance.
Let's see. What else we got to say about this?
Nothing, Brad.
Nothing really. Brad, yeah, everybody. And like there were several teams that worked really well together and did this really fast. Darrell and Janelle did great. MJ and Janae, Brad and Jody, Casey and Kahuta. I mean, they all did relatively well. Mm-hmm. Like,
it's all who you would think, with the exception of Casey and Kahuta. It's kind of who you would think.
So yeah. So at the end, TJ asked them, "Did everyone like working with your partners?" And they're all like, "Yeah, like sure." And TJ says, "Good, because they're your partners for the rest of the game."
Yeah. I don't like things like this.
We are not a fan.
Not a fan.
Yeah, you got to. I don't like it when you, and Survivor does this too, and the challenge, like the main MTV challenge does this, where it's like they expect you to play without knowing all the rules of the game. And right. Like, to me, that seems, there's something very unsportsmanlike about that.
But I'm like, I keep hoping, I kind of was hoping that we would get like, the Spies, Lies, and Allies, where at least then they could have the option to change partners, you know, like some kind of option. I feel
of mechanism
like
to get
if
out
you
of
weren't told that you were picking partners for the rest of the season, then beforehand, that you should have some kind of option to how to get out of it, you know, is totally. Really what I think. But
totally agree.
But if they're partner eliminations, that won't. I mean, I guess when they win, that team can decide, do you want to stay together or do you want new partners?
Right.
Maybe.
Or.
But I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
They don't compete. They do the same sort of elimination they did for this episode.
Yeah.
Where it's the men against each other. The women go against each other. And then the whoever is left standing.
Yes.
That's the new team.
Or they can pick new. Maybe. Or they can pick partners. New partners.
Yeah, whatever,
or whatever.
However they do it.
Yeah. But
yeah. If you're eliminated as a team every time.
It's, yeah. It's.
It
it's,
takes a flippant decision of like, who do you want as this challenge? This specific challenge.
To affect the entire rest of your game.
For the next. Till the final. It's
that's
like,
gross.
Well, that's very different.
Yeah. Yeah. That kind of. I like an option to fix it if they're not told in advance. If they're told in advance and you pick your partner and that's that, like,
that's
sorry
fine.
About you, you know?
Yeah, that's
like,
fine.
Well, I just liked how that. I felt like it was different every challenge. And I liked that. Like, we're going to do singles. We're going to do giant teams. We're going to do pairs or whatever. And I feel like now it's like, oh, well,
Let's do pairs and it's going to be the same pairs
forever.
And yeah, I get you. Yeah, it makes it a little less interesting to watch, too.
Yeah. So then TJ announces that the losers were Jasmine and Tyler, and, the winners, came down to seconds between two teams, Brad and Jody and Janelle and Darrell. Is anyone shocked?
Nope. Totally predictable.
No,
this is
these
exactly
two
what
teams,
I would have thought.
These two teams are going to destroy the rest of this season.
On everything.
100%.
Yep.
They're incredible. These, these two teams, you could not have stronger teams. It's amazing.
I have an answer.
I think MJ and John A is pretty good too.
I have an answer on the tech respirator.
Oh, okay.
He's totally using one.
He is. Okay, that's good. It. Thank you. I'm not losing my mind.
Yeah, he's got one of those just like very portable. It's not
portable.
It's not on the back. It's like one of those. It's all in the front. Looks
I told you it looked like my coffee.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, it's like my coffee cup.
Yeah, you just puff on it as you go down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe he has, like you said, Amanda, maybe he has asthma or something or.
Yeah.
Some other problem that he can't breathe. I didn't see him do it or anybody else. So I
didn't
know.
See anybody else with one. But
yeah, I'm
I
not
did.
Rewatching everybody else.
No, I'm neither.
Yeah, I did. I did just notice it with him.
It's just weird that because usually they don't.
Yeah, there's some kind of rule because it
equal across the board.
Yeah, that seems like a pretty big advantage,
right?
Yeah,
if nobody else had the option to get one.
Yeah. I mean, I'm okay with that getting an advantage. So I'm all like, if it was somebody else, I'd be like, no.
But hometown represent.
But with him, I'm like, yeah, fine. It's totally fine. But yeah, so the winners, TJ announces, are Brad and Jody.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
No surprise at all.
No surprise. Nope. And then they're told that they will nominate two teams to go into elimination against Jasmine and Tyler. And then everybody will end up voting for one of the teams to go in. So, and that... The people that have life shields can save someone with their life shield, and it also saves that person's teammate. So it saves the whole team.
Right.
Yeah.
So these life shields, because there are two of them, are really going to end up saving four people.
Right.
Which is pretty incredible. It's going to leave who's left to vote for pretty scarce.
So then that means, like, team that wins is safe, life shield... People are safe. So that's six people automatically that are immune from being voted in.
Yeah.
And it also then affects the voting. So because the life shield holders, if they're nominated, they can't vote. Then the replacement people who are nominated after the life shield people can't vote. Mm-hmm. And the losers can't vote. So then you also limit down who's left that can actually vote on who goes in.
Yeah, the life shield thing, they need to just eliminate that from the game.
Yeah.
The life shield mechanism is entirely broken now they because have, this is all they're going to do. Yep. They're going to throw in the people with the life shield.
You got it.
The life shield people are going to save themselves.
Yep.
And then even fewer people will vote.
We
it's fully broken. It's a broken mechanism.
But we do see now, though, where the votes, where the voting, it could get very strategic where you might not want to use, you know, or, you know, not use your life shield because then two more of your teammates can't vote.
Yeah.
You know, that is in your group.
We'll see.
I mean, we'll see if it does, but I mean,
I kind of don't think it's going to.
That's the only thing I can think is that, like, they're getting down to the numbers where, like, if you use it and you don't have enough people left that are going to vote in your other side's favor, it's not going to be a good idea sometimes. Right. You know, like, you actually will not want to use it and sit on the block because you'll have the numbers to keep you safe if you sit there. Right. Like, it's, you know, like, I don't know. Could get interesting.
Yeah,
we'll just have to wait and see.
But from the time that, who was it that broke it? Casey and... Steve. They broke the mechanism, and I think I called it then, like, well, this is just, this is bogus. This is, we're never going to see anything else other than you throw the winners in to get rid of those.
Right.
And I still think we'll keep seeing that for the rest of the time.
I think so, probably. Let's see. So then, save their teammate. Okay. Then we're back at the house. We get Jhonae, MJ, Jarrell, and Kahata. Basically... Kahata's like, explain this life shield thing to me. And basically they talk through the scenarios like we were talking about, that there's not many teams left. And they realize that somebody on their side of the house is going to have to be, one of the people, that are voted against. But they realize that they'll have the numbers. So like somebody's going to have to go up, but we have the numbers to, keep you safe and send in the others. So Brad and Jody, they get down there immediately. They're like, let's burn the life shield. They put MJ and Jhonae.
Oh,
what's up?
One thing we didn't talk about that will be important is Kendall kind of took a weird.
Oh yes. That's right. I did have that up here and we skipped through all the
during
notes.
Her dive.
Yes, you're right.
Yep.
When she jumped
she was
in,
she's kind of in pain, but she powered through it.
She hit the water. She's a trooper. She hit the water almost like chest first. It's about how this girl hit the water. She said that she could hardly catch her breath. The wind was definitely knocked out of her. And it sounds like that she might have some ribby kind of issue. Some
ribby
issue
issues.
Issue with her rib.
Ribby.
Ribbit.
Ribbit.
Ribby issues.
Ribbit.
So Brad and Jody, they burn out the life shield and then they end up putting in MJ and Jhonae and Kendall and Letarian. Mm-hmm. And with the intention that they know that Kendall and Letarian are going to be voted in. Mm-hmm. So then we get Nehemiah, Jasmine and Tech talking. Jasmine is mad at her friends. Because it's not who she wanted to go against. I definitely get this. But as these pairs have paired off, it's about who's attached to who and whose numbers are on which side. And so it becomes a lot trickier to help your friend get somebody who's a competitor they want to go into an elimination against. And really, I mean, there's not that many left, Jasmine. Like, who did you want to go against?
I think she's like mad and disappointed, which I get.
Yeah.
But at some point, you just have to just let that go. This is a game that is often random and luck based, and if you get a bad hand, you just get a bad hand.
And I think she does. I think at this point, she was just kind of having one of those moments where, like, you know, they all are revealing the things and she's like, really? Like, And I think when you step I think when you step back and you look at it and you're like, oh, well, these were the options, you know, it becomes less like, oh, a personal, like, you know, they were just trying to give you somebody terrible or hard or whatever, you know. Then we get Kendall, Casey, and Jasmine talking. This is when Kendall describes that she thinks she has a rib out of place, and that we learn that she has a connective tissue disorder.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
That she's had issues, you know, with basically things coming out of place and having to have them put back over the years. So Jasmine encourages her to go to the hospital and get checked out.
I had a friend that had his floating ribs in his back just become dislocated.
Oh, really?
Oh, man.
Darren. Suck.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
It was from stepping out of the shower. Like, he stepped out of the shower and it was like, oh. And then he was like, well, that kind of hurts. And then went through his day. And then, because he works at I3, the cable company.
Oh, yeah.
And he said he was working. And by the end of the day, he had this arm like this and was typing, type one-handed, because his whole side of his back was terrible. And he went to his chiropractor. He's like, yeah, I think your ribs have gotten kind of pushed out of place. Yeah. We had to push them back.
Crazy.
No idea what happened. Literally just stepped out.
Yeah.
Twisted in some perfect way that popped his back ribs out.
Yeah.
Bizarre.
But yeah, so basically Kendall was kind of being like, I don't know if I want to go. And Jasmine, you know, encourages her to go to the hospital, and she does end up going.
Yeah. If you can't take a deep breath, that's
there's something
that's no bueno for a competition show.
Yeah, go to the hospital.
Yep, exactly. So that takes us to selection.
Don't say my name, bitch.
I still hate that word for this, by the way. Yeah. We need a different word for selection. I know nominations doesn't make sense in this context, but selection sucks.
Voting.
Voting's okay. Yeah.
Right? Send them in.
Something better.
Drop the hammer.
The debate. Something like that. Right. Something.
I think deliberations.
That's a good one.
It's not bad.
Deliberations is
a good one.
But so yeah, Brad and Jody started off and basically were like, we did what we had to do. So anyways, and then
was that Brad or Jody?
That was Brad.
Oh,
did what we had to do.
I don't know if that was a very good Brad impression.
He's just kind of like, sometimes he is just like so like old man, like, Brad to me.
Well,
like,
you can see it, but she had her eyes bugging out. So it was kind of a perfect Brad impression.
No, I didn't.
That's all you got to do.
So then MJ speaks up and he says that he doesn't want to go in against the Dragon Slayer. and Darrell, and then we get into voting basically. Darrell burns his vote. That's about the only takeaway because he's looking out for his real world buddy.
Road rules.
And I don't know what I had. I had RR here. I just said real world. Latarian.
Real world.
True story.
Oh, man. So Latarian gets like, you know, roid rage pumped looking.
Jesus
Christ.
At
the end of this.
Yeah, his intensity. I can sort of appreciate it, but as a guy who is like fully not an intense guy at all, I often look at him and just be like, calm.
Right?
You're going to
deep breath, buddy. Deep breath.
You got to take it easy.
That blood pressure's got to be a little high.
Yeah. He's very intense. I like Latarian a lot. I don't think I could hang out with him. We are too mismatched in our levels of caring about things.
I feel like he would be the type of person you'd go out to a bar with and he'd get into a fight every single time.
Yeah, probably. Cause for like, a slight that wasn't even that bad, you know, just,
Oh, yeah.
Very prideful.
He bumped it and you didn't say sorry. Just get over it.
Right. Yeah, he's just very prideful.
I think that's kind of Nelson, too, though. You know what I mean? They're just kind of like...
Yeah, Nelson has a little bit of that.
They get that, like, weird kind of, like, possessed, can't think of anything else. Like,
at least Latarian learned how to swim.
Right? Yeah, Latarian's not a bad swimmer these days. So, let's see. Tyler says that he's going to be sore after tonight. I think he had no idea even at this point probably how sore he would be. But right.
Jesus.
True story.
Probably still feeling it.
Yeah. Story. He probably is. Then we get Jonny and Jasmine. Jonny is basically like, Kendall is tough to Jasmine, and Jasmine's like, I know. And
but she's got a connective tissue disorder, so punch her in the ribs.
Go dirty.
Jasmine says she is a fighter, and that she's cut to all of her fighting, like fighting with people, not like right. fighting to win. Some of it was her fighting to win, but most of them were her fighting.
Yeah.
And that she's going to fight to win this elimination.
I don't remember. Did they show that clip of her when she was like drunk and she's like slapping the air?
Oh, I'm sure.
Some sort of
it's always that they show that one yeah. all the time. That yeah. one and her walking around that white. All I can see is her in that white, just like throwing stuff,
punching the mirror.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. So then we get Letarian. This is when they each kind of give their little spiel. Like Letarian says that. The King's Palace love is unmatched, but he didn't come for that.
Real sick of this King's Palace shit.
He came to bust people's asses, win this money, and go home.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Bust some asses.
Bust people's asses is what he says. And then Tyler says that he has a history of going into these things against heavy hitters. And he does. And he... usually does pretty well. So anything is possible.
Yeah. Tyler's taken out.
Yeah.
Bananas.
Mm-hmm.
He lasted pretty well against the Johnny Bananas backpack CT thing. Yes. You know, he's got some good.
Yeah.
He took out CT on Rivals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he's got some good wins under his belt.
Yes.
Although CT choo-choo moment.
Yeah.
Come on.
Lock, load, explode. That's,
people remember that a lot more than the fact that Tyler choo-choo. Won that competition.
That's right.
So then that takes us to the arena.
Payback's a bitch! Bitch!
TJ calls out Tyler and Jasmine, and Letarian and Kendall. Bum, bum, bum. No Kendall.
Not there.
Yep. Unfortunately, TJ says that she is medically unclear to continue. So Jasmine, you're off the hook, but we're still having a men's elimination. So stand over there and wait to see, if you end up getting a new partner.
Yeah. So there's been a lot of talk on the old internet that this is maybe not so fair because the loss, like Tyler and Jasmine lost because of Jasmine not doing the puzzle well.
Yes, and then she didn't have to.
Jasmine skates by and Tyler is on, is still up for grabs here. It just doesn't seem exactly fair.
It is tough, but I don't know how you resolve it any other way.
You don't know how you resolve
maybe
it.
You just send Letarian
and Kendall go home. If it's truly partners to the end, that's why I start to wonder if it is. Like, if at these eliminations they will get to pick, because if it's not partners to the end, and if it is partners to the end, then I think this is completely unfair. I think Letarian, unfortunately, should have had to go home. Like, I love Letarian and would hate for him to leave. But yeah, if there's no switching of partners kind of mentality to this game, I don't understand this.
Yeah. I just always go back to the challenge is not, it's not a professional sport. It's not always fair.
Yeah.
There is some luck there, you know. So it's like, yeah, Tyler was dealt a bad hand too. You know, like, that sucks for you, Tyler, but you just got to do it. And I don't. And to his credit, I don't think Tyler was saying.
Oh no, not at all, not at all. I don't think Tyler was whining or complaining. I think people were just
for him.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's just. I think it's just a bad week for stuff like this. Like people have been complaining about Casey winning, Spies, Lies, and Allies too. Because
that was also not
if you watch through the final, Tori was ahead on just about everything.
Yeah. Casey, day was just it was just an equalizer thing too. And then they got those, you know, and the pairings were put together by winners, even though other people had been winning the whole time along, and then the other person got to choose their partner, and like Tori couldn't pick CT.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like Casey technically wasn't even ahead, like CT was ahead. So she wins by default just because CT is
right.
So I feel like it's just a bad week of this kind of stuff presenting itself. Fair, and,
With the Casey thing, it was true. I didn't think about it, but she lost the first day. Her reward, her punishment for losing was an elimination that was always going to be hers, basically given to her, and then she gets to pick CT.
Yeah.
All because she lost the first day.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I don't. I you know, it's like I said. I didn't like. I didn't like how equalizing the last day was and how there wasn't.
There was only one thing they did, basically.
There wasn't. Yeah. And it wasn't they start didn't start in any order or give anybody any advantage for how they finished the day before. Right. Or there was nothing like that. It was just like, here, start here and do this one task, basically. And whoever finishes first wins.
Yep.
And really, it was just an endurance game, like a running game. Like, how fast can you run up and down this hill?
Right.
Joker says, thank you for addressing that it's not pro sports.
Yeah.
The fans get annoying with their assessments of people like Lolo and T.O. But to be fair, both of those people were whiny bitches.
Yeah. That's
right. So.
But I think they at least partially were whining because it wasn't treated like a professional sport. There were elements that were not fair, that were luck. Yeah. And I think they didn't like those things. But it's like, this is the challenge.
Yeah. Well, T.O. was, I don't know, throwing a fit over nothing.
Yeah.
Making fun of people being upset that their friend got hurt.
Right.
And CT called him out, and T.O.'s like, that's enough. I just can't take this. I quit. Yep. I'm never coming back.
Yep. CT punked him out, man.
Right?
Yeah. So yeah, that takes us to the elimination.
Again?
No, that was the arena. Oh. Now we're at the elimination. So this elimination, TJ says, is the old school original headbanger pole wrestle.
Yeah. The pole looks a little different this time.
It's normally
just a stick. It's like kind of interesting.
Yeah, like this is like a pipe with bends and shit in it.
It's got handholds on it.
Yeah, handholds and
it's
bends.
It's got lots of places that you could change your grip.
Yeah, and kind
which
of
I feel
it.
Like makes it a little bit more, just adds a nice little wrinkle to it. It makes it a little bit different.
Yeah.
Which is good.
It makes it easier. It makes it going to last. It's going to last longer just because people can change their hand grips.
Yeah.
The one pole that is just a single pole, your hands get slippery and you can't change your hand grip too much. It's literally this or this, like that's it. Mm-hmm. So, and most of the time in those, I thought it was like, if you took even one hand off back in the day,
then they
won. Whereas now you can change anymore. Your hand positions and things like that. So, but yeah, this is a, first to win 2 out of 3 rounds wins. Mm-hmm. Of course, we get a reminder that Letarian has competed in this before. And
last season,
And that he did not know he would see another one so soon.
Joker says, well, T.O. is just in the NFL Hall of Fame. But my response would be, isn't Lawrence Taylor also in the NFL Hall of Fame?
I have no idea who that is.
He just got arrested for not registering as a sex offender down in Florida. So being in the Hall of Fame doesn't make you a good person.
True
story. Is O.J. Simpson in the Hall of Fame? Because he murdered people.
He is in the Hall of Fame. He is in the Hall of Fame. 100%.
Well, there you go.
Not convicted of murder. He's not convicted.
He was convicted in a civil suit.
Pretty sure he did it.
Pretty sure he's a. So, yeah. So Tyler kind of says that he's excited to try to use his body weight and some moves to his advantage.
That's our thing, right? Us fat guys, we always got to look for ways. Yeah. Oh, this is a good thing I'm fat.
Right. This is great. This is good.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to do some hip tosses or something. I don't know. So, yeah. Round one, I think Letarian doesn't realize that dragging them out of the ring just resets you in the middle.
Well, I think he did that on purpose.
You think he did?
I do. I think that was part of his strategy.
Okay.
I think if he thought the Tyler had too good a grip, and he couldn't pull it away, he just drug him out.
Okay.
To reset and to try again.
Okay.
Because we saw him pull him out several times, and there had to be a reason. And that's my only thing I can come up with.
This is a battle. Tyler definitely does not give this up easy, but it is hard to watch Tyler take this beating. This is another one of these where we just see Letarian just pick him up and just slam him into the ground multiple times.
Yeah.
I give it to Tyler. He has no quit, and he does not give up.
Yeah. So it lasted a while. Tyler did well, but Tyler didn't do that well. I mean, he was defensive.
Yeah, exactly.
He just was.
I didn't
sort of
see him do
on.
Any of these moves that he was kind of talking about beforehand. Any of these weight moves or trying to I think he needed to kind of shoulder, like, yeah. shoulder Letarian and kind of worked to try to get Letarian on the ground by, like, using his hips and shoulders to kind of push at him. Mm-hmm.
He needed to get on the offense, however you do it.
Whereas Letarian knew he needed to get Tyler on the ground, and then Tyler wouldn't be able to get up. And that's really what happened. Letarian put him on the ground and then just, like, kept him there.
It was just Letarian got him down, and Tyler never stood back up again.
And
Letarian just dominated it. Yep. And so, Tyler held on, but that was kind of all Tyler did.
Yeah.
And Letarian just fucking stomped him.
Impressive how long he held on.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to take anything away from Tyler, but we saw Letarian do nothing like offensive moves, and Tyler did none.
Agreed.
He just played defense the whole time and didn't really make any progress.
Mm-mm. Letarian ends up taking this two rounds in a row, basically. And Darrell says that this solidifies his status as a huge threat in the pole wrestle game. So Letarian gives this super freaking serious speech.
Ugh, did not like this.
And then at the end he smiles and says, "Is that a goat?"
Yeah.
Like, here's the sound. Is that a goat? And then you're like, oh my God, there's the Letarian I like. I don't like that weird, like, militant Letarian. Yeah. I like this guy that's like, was that a goat?
Yeah. Like, it feels like he's playing a role when he gets all intense like that. It doesn't even feel authentic to me. Yeah. It's, I don't know. I don't like
that. That is a goat guy. That's the real Letarian. And I love that man. TJ says that now Jasmine and Letarian will be partners. And for Letarian,
it's good for Jasmine, not so much for Letarian.
And for Letarian winning this one, their team will end up getting a life shield, so they can save one other team at the next selection.
So now they're just getting them as a team.
Yes.
So there's no more, like, individual life shields.
Well, at least that's what it feels like. But like I said, we only had one winner. So we're not giving Jasmine a life shield for not winning. So, I mean, who knows? We really, at this point, we really don't know if this was intended to be teams. I feel like that poll was long enough that four people could have held on to it.
Oh, you think that's what they were trying to do here?
I don't know. Initially, I think maybe it was teams and against teams, but I don't know. You know how they change things on the whim, and they were really long though. That poll was really long for two people.
Yeah, it was.
And I really do feel like that it was intended to be all four of them out there.
That doesn't seem right.
Doesn't?
There was two handholds on each side. That was it.
They were like, it was like a pipe that went multiple turns.
I need a picture of it. I'm picturing it too. It was like a three-dimensional turn.
It was like a pipe. And I think it had like maybe like four at least like turns in it.
Yeah, it kept turning and then it'd go up and then it would turn the other way and go up. And it was like a whole, it was like a whole fucking thing.
But maybe not.
I mean,
but anyways, regardless, I mean, you know, speculation is speculation. We have no idea anyways, but
we're guessing because maybe this was always supposed to be a one-on-one and Jasmine and Kendall were going to go and then the men were going to go.
Exactly. And then there would be some switch, but we have no idea at this point what the formula is supposed to be.
We're six episodes deep. Yeah. We still don't know how to play this game. I always complain about this.
So that was the entirety of it.
Yeah. Look at, right. Yeah,
there's handhold here for Letarian. And then handhold here and handhold here.
Oh, there's actual grips on it. Yeah. I see now. Let me see it. I thought that you could probably, hold it sideways. Like, I don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
No. All right.
Maybe not. It looked big enough to me, like in my remembering brain that it could be, but I don't have any idea. Yeah. We don't really know how these eliminations would go down. And like, will it be like, you're paired up with whoever's left over or, you know, I'm not sure. So it's kind of weird, though, if you compete as a pair in a challenge and you lose and then you go into elimination. And then if one of you wins, you get to stay. If the other one loses, they have to go home. I don't know. That's weird to me.
Could you imagine Letarian whipping that thing around with Jasmine on it?
Right.
She would have like flown out of the ring up against the wall.
She'd be in outer space.
Yeah.
Joker says LT and TO, two guys that would backpack CT. I would fucking hope so, because that was their day job for like 20 years.
Yes.
Right.
If they couldn't, it would be embarrassing. But the first time CT calls out T.O. for being a whiny bitch, T.O.'s like, I can't take anymore. I have to quit. I just can't deal with this psychological trauma.
That was nothing, by the way, for what we see in the challenge household. Yeah.
He just didn't want to be there anymore. No, and that's what we said when we covered it. It's like basically T.O. was over it. He didn't want to be there anymore, and he didn't feel like everyone was treating him like the god he thought he deserved to be treated like, and he was ready to go home. He wanted to pack up his bag and go. Like, it was what it was. It wasn't anything that CT, like, specifically did or said to him.
And it was funny because they couldn't play, like, real challenges because they were afraid they would hurt their athletes. So, they didn't even get to, like, do anything fun.
Yep.
Fuck T.O.
Yeah.
Fuck T.O.
Hey, well, they all got contracts. They can't be doing crazy
stuff. Tim, do we have any reviews?
No.
Ah, fuck.
Sorry, but we have a new patron.
Awesome. Woohoo!
Say hello to Emily, our new patron.
Hi, Emily.
What's up, Emily?
Thanks. Thank
you. Yeah, you too should be a patron, everybody out there. $1 a month, you get exclusive access to our after shows, pre-shows, all sorts of content. $5 a month, you can watch us live on video, as Joker has done, or the pre-recorded video if you want to see our beautiful...
You can talk a bunch of shit about football players.
That's right.
From somebody who has never, I think, watched a single football game. So
you?
Yeah.
You've never watched a single football game?
Well, I mean, I probably have. I probably watched the Super Bowl or some shit, but...
Yeah. Do you know how to play? Like, you know, downs and...
I know how to get the ball and run.
Okay.
That's it.
You don't know downs?
You know the rules.
I know downs, but all this other stuff I don't know. Like interference, I don't know how that shit works.
Okay.
I don't know.
My mom tried to teach me multiple times about the game of football. Like, I tried real hard. Like you have, is it 4 times to get 10 yards, right? Or something,
I don't even know that. They always paste it down there. Yeah, you got 4 downs to get it over that line.
To move 10 yards.
And then you get four more for the next 10.
But you only have 4 tries to move 10 yards. Otherwise, you're done. Otherwise, it flips.
Swaps.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, like, I've tried real hard. My mom loved football. I tried so hard to learn the rules of football. It took me forever to just even get the basics.
Yeah, I know enough to watch the game.
But, like, I played softball, so baseball rules are, like, embedded in me. Like, I know baseball rules. Like, hockey is another one I get really, like, confused about. Yeah. Like, what is this? Like, it's something about, like, the puck going too far over too many lines, like, at a time. Like, there's all kinds of crazy.
See, I know Lawrence Taylor because he wrestled at WrestleMania 10. Against Bam Bam Bigelow.
Oh, yes. Anybody that crosses over to wrestling, Brian's got.
He was in The Waterboy when he invited Bobby Boucher to come talk to his team. Mm-hmm. And Adam Sandler said a bunch of crazy shit. And Lawrence Taylor went, "What that means is, kids, don't do crack." And within 6 months of that movie coming out, Lawrence Taylor got arrested with crack possession. Oh. So.
Good times.
Yeah.
Well, back to the Patreon thing.
Yeah.
For $2 a month, we say your name. So thank you to our new girl, Emily. Also, Danielle, Antonio, Nicole, Lucia, Mendy, Ari, Jacqueline, Isabella, Joker, Catherine, Ellen, David, Cab, Andrea, Julie, Taylor, Misty, Katie, Cassandra, Brian, Jamie, Anais, Belle, Abby, Xavier, Janelle, Kyla, Ethan, Cass, Shakar, Leanne, Christopher, Carlin, Sarah, Alphonse, Heidi, Allie, Christian, Edward, Angela, Daz, Danielle, Seth, Andrew, Jen, Shelby, Roldan, Ryan, Madeline. Page 2. If it ever loads, Laura, Patty, George, Caroline, Alvin, Luke, LJ, Amanda, Tara, Janelle, Lily, Scott, and Greg.
Hey! Woo! Thanks, everybody.
This list is getting long. We may have to come up with another $2 tier.
We gotta get some things rolling out.
LT is the knight of pro football, Joker says.
Mm. Okay. Oh, because...
So think of knight on the challenge.
He's dead.
Well, Lauren Taylor isn't dead. But his sort of attitude and
causing problems. Oh, I thought he meant LT from this show.
No.
Yeah, because LT is obviously not dead.
No, Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah, I get that now. Not Letarian. Okay.
So confused.
So he's the knight of pro football, he says.
Oh, that's your cup.
Oh.
So. Wait a minute.
If that helps any. Which it doesn't.
You ain't got no soda.
Hey, head over to challengespod.com. Join the Facebook group. All the fun conversations are happening over there.
Happening.
Also join our Patreon, which Tim just told you all the reasons why you should.
Yeah.
Sweet.
It's the place to be.
Place to be.
You can watch us live on video.
Watch us live on video.
Okay. Well, everybody's just repeating what I'm saying now. So that means it's time to wrap it up.
Sign it out, son.
So for this episode of Challenge, this has been Brian.
Amanda.
Big Uncle Sweet Tea.
And as Letarian said, is that a goat?
The challenge.